coming of our Lord and Savior. And today, let us read, as we celebrate, Galatians 2 and 20. So this scripture really, really will ring out to you today, even on this Easter morning, because it is no longer you and I that live, but it is Christ that lives in us. And let's read that today. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. You may be seated today. It is good that we can get up this early of a morning, and I've always said that the Lord, our Savior, has bled and died over 2,000 years ago, died on a tree, and the least that you and I can do today is to give God praise and glory and be here early this morning for our early sunrise service. And so some was telling me this morning that they said, Pastor, we went by a lot of churches, but there was nobody there. And I said, well, you know, there's not a lot of churches this day and time that is coming to a sunrise service. So we may be one out of so many that we're here today, but it is good that you and I can be here because we've come to celebrate, and some have said this is the Christian Super Bowl. We have won, and that is the truth. We have won. This is a Christian Super Bowl that we are at, and we're celebrating today. But I want to talk with you just a little bit as we seeing the sun will be rising here very soon and will be coming up. But I want to talk to you a little bit today on because he lives. Because he lives. You know, we have sung that song, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. And because he lives, all fear has gone. And because I know who holds the future, and I know who holds us in his hands is the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that God is with us even in this moment. And I want to look at a passage of scripture in 1 Corinthians of the New Testament, the 15th chapter, beginning with the first verse. And the passage here says, Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved. And if you keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I deliver unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he arose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas and then of the 12, and after that he was seen above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remains unto this present. But some are fallen asleep after that, and he was seen of James, and then all of the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not met fit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am, and his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, and yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so you believe. Now, if Christ be preached that he is rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of dead, then Christ is not risen. And if Christ be not risen, then in our preaching is vain, and your faith is also in vain. Yea, we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he has raised up Christ, and whom he raised not up, if so, by that the dead rise not. For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ risen or raised? And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. Ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fall asleep in Christ are perished. And if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead, and because of the first fruits of them that sleep. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive, but every man in his own order. Christ the first fruits, and afterwards they that are Christ are at his coming. Can I hear an amen to God's word? I want us to look here just a little bit as we celebrate resurrection morning. It is a reflection of the death of Christ. We see that this can become the betrayal of Peter, and as he denied before his resurrection, and yet we see Pilate's decision before his resurrection, and yet we see the suffering and the substitutionary of death for sinners, and yet the supreme example that we see today is of God's love and of his grace and of his mercy, that you and I are here today because we are serving a risen Savior that is no longer in the tomb, but he arose on the third day and he is rested now with the Heavenly Father, so you and I can have victory on top of victory. The enemy couldn't keep him in the tomb. They couldn't seal him in the tomb, and they couldn't leave him in the tomb, because God the Father made it possible that he arose on the third day, that you and I can have victory in this life. No matter what we're going through, no matter what we're dealing with, God is our victory, and we can count on him because it has been won. Romans 5 and 8 says, but God commandeth his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While our minds was not on him, he had his mind on us even today. And his mind is on us right now. And he knows today our hearts. He knows our struggles. He knows our pains. He knows the things that we deal with, because nothing is a surprise to him, because now we know that God has went through death, hell, in the grave. He arose on the third day, and he's seated with the right hand of the Father, and therefore we have victory in Christ Jesus. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. But the gospel is also about the resurrection, as we see in 1 Corinthians 15:3, for I deliver unto you first of all, the apostle Paul writes, that which I also receive, how that Christ died for our sins. He did not just only die to just be dying, but he died for a reason. He died for a purpose. He died for a plan. He died for you and I, that we may live life more abundantly, and that we would come and be a free person. Christ died for our sins, because the scriptures tells us this. He was buried and rose again according to the scriptures. And all through the Bible, from the Old Testament to the New Testament, all the prophets of old had been saying hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years that Jesus Christ was going to be born of a virgin, conceived by the Holy Spirit. He was born to die. God had a plan for you and I, that we could be saved and not be lost. Thank God that we have a God that loves us so much not to leave us in the dark, but to bring all things to light, to give us light, that we have a living hope. If you're in Christ Jesus today, you have living hope to know that you have a Savior that's looking out after you and you are in His best interest. My first point today is I want to say, because He lives, there's a guarantee of our Savior. Because He lives, there is a guarantee of your Savior. He's your Savior. He is my Savior. He is the world's Savior. Now, whether you accept Him or whether you reject Him, there are some that will reject and some that will accept. But I want you to know today, He is the Savior. He is the one that gives you the peace that passeth all understanding. He is the one that you look to. He is the source of your life. He is the one that gives us life and causes everything to take place in our hearts and lives. You see, the resurrection declares Christ is the Son of God. Hear me today. The resurrection declares Christ is the Son of God. He sent His one and only Son that you and I may have life and have it more abundantly. Romans 1 and 4. And it's declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of holiness by the resurrection from the dead. What made Christ be Christ is from the resurrection from the dead. He was not... It was not doomed, but He made a way of an escape that the Heavenly Father brought His Son forth in 3 days. All conquerors have been conquered by death. All kings have been ruled by death. The philosophers have died as fools die. Even religious leaders all are in their graves. And all have died, but praise be to the Lamb of God. The Lord Jesus Christ is not in the ground. He's not 6 foot under. He's not in a tomb. But the stone was rolled away, Brother Robert, and therefore Jesus Christ came forth as the Heavenly Father called Him to come forth to bring victory to you and I today. And we can stand today with our heads hold up high and looking at the world, giving them a smile to know that your Savior, Jesus Christ, is risen forevermore, and He has the power to take care of you and your family and keep His hands upon you day in and day out. That's the victory that we're celebrating about today. Give God praise in the house today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9 and 27 says this, "And as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment." We see clearly that Samson in the Bible was not strong enough to resist death. We see Solomon in the Bible was not wise enough to escape death. We even see Methuselah, which he lived 969 years, but he finally died and he didn't escape death. But there's one man and one man only. His name is Jesus Christ. The name above all names has come on this earth, bled and died, arose that you and I may have victory today as we celebrate resurrection morning, because this is the celebration that we've got victory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Only Jesus conquered death. Let me say that again. Only Jesus conquered death. There is nobody else. No other thing has conquered death. But guess what? We that are in Christ Jesus, as celebrate this resurrection morning, we're going to go through a process that we're going to die, but it's not the end. Folks, I want you to know today, it's only the beginning. After you leave this life, your life begins, and it begins with Jesus Christ. When you see Him face to face, the Bible says you will be like Him. Hallelujah. Listen, this was a sign of His deity because He arose on the third day. Jesus had conquered death just like He told His disciples, just like He told others around Him, I will be back, I will arise, and I will come out of that tomb. Now, I know there were those that were mourning, those that were crying, those were saying, this is the end, it's over, it's done. He didn't save Himself, He couldn't take Himself off the tree, which He could have, but He didn't, thank God. He stayed on the tree. He could have done a lot of things, but guess what? He submitted to the Heavenly Father. He submitted to His Father all the way. Why? Because He had you in mind. He had me in mind. And for that moment of that time, thanks be to the Lamb of God, you and I can now have the strength and the power to continue on in life because Jesus has went through death, hell, and the grave. Listen, I want you to know, as we see this, destroy this temple and I will raise it up. The temple represented Jesus Christ, not an earthly temple, but the temple of Jesus. It was being that Jesus would rise again. He would rise again. The signs of the prophets begin to let us know. John 2 and 18 says this, John's gospel, then answered the Jews and said unto him, what signs showest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things? And Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. And then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple building. And will thou rear it up in 3 days? But He spake of the temple of His body. And when therefore He was risen from the dead, His disciples remembered that He had said this unto them. And they believed the Scriptures and the word which Jesus had said. Listen, I want you to know even the signs of the prophet of Jonah. We see that clearly in Matthew 12 and 14. For as Jonah was in 3 days and 3 nights, I want you to see the symbolic of this, 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the fish, of the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. You see, I want you to know from the Old Testament all the way to the New Testament, everything was going towards the resurrection of our Lord and Savior. Why, Pastor? Because He was letting us know that there is victory, that you and I can have victory today. We don't have to go around saying that we just can't make it here and we can't do this and we can't do that and I'm this and I'm that. No, we have the power. Jesus Christ has given us the victory in all things in life. Listen, the power to lay it down and the power to take it again. Jesus said this, I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to bring myself down, and I have power to bring it back up. John 10 and 17, therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life. Jesus lay. Folks, I want you to know as we celebrate this resurrection morning, Jesus laid his life down. He could have called 10,000 angels to take him off the cross, but he stayed on the cross. But he had the power. Look at the scriptures here. He says, therefore doth my Father love me because I lay down my life for your best interest, that I may take it again. Look at this. No man taketh it from me. They thought crucifying him on the tree, they thought putting him in a tomb, sealing it up with a rock, and continue on. They thought that was going to stop him, but he says, no man taketh from me, but I lay it down of myself. Jesus said this. Jesus said, I have the power, hallelujah, to lay it down, and I have the power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father. In other words, Jesus was saying, I don't have a private interpretation. I didn't have this whim that came over. My heavenly Father instructed me to die on a tree, and that he was going to resurrect me. Jesus says he was going to resurrect me, and I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. Second point today, because he lives, there is a guarantee of our salvation. Because he lives, there is a guarantee of your salvation. A guarantee of my salvation. How can we be saved? We can be saved because of the Lord Jesus Christ. As he went through death, hell, and the grave, he arose on the third day, and therefore we have that seal that Jesus has sealed us, that we can be saved, delivered, and healed. It guarantees our salvation. Listen. 1 Corinthians 15 and 17 says, and if Christ be not raised, your faith is in vain. You are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep, those that have already died in Christ, are perished if he's not risen. And if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are the most men of most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and becomes the first fruit of them that sleep. Those that are in the grave, they have living hope. Because if they're in Christ Jesus, they will rise. And they will come. And they will see the Lord, our Savior. Paul said this clearly. Paul says, fearful if you are not yet in your sins. No forgiveness. Eternally guilty. The dead are perished if Christ has not risen. Every terminal illness eternally is terminal. No Christian joy. Nothing for which to live for. If there was no Christ, if he had not risen, if they had not had, he had not the power to bring himself back, we would have been so miserable. We would not have living hope. We could walk around lost, undone. But praise be to the Lamb of God. Because of resurrection, we have life and we have victory because we have living hope in Christ Jesus. Listen, all would have been negatives above turned into positives. We have forgiveness. Eternal life, joy. My third point today is this. Because he lives, there is a guarantee of our similar resurrection. Because he lives, there is a guarantee of our similar resurrection. One day, if we live long enough and that we die and we go into the ground or wherever we may choose to leave this life, there's going to be a resurrection. There was a resurrection for the Lord Jesus Christ, and there'll be a resurrection for us. In 1 Corinthians 15 and 20, it says, "But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the first fruits of them that sleep? For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as Adam all died, even so in Christ shall all be made alive, but every man to his own order. Christ is the first fruits, afterwards they that are Christ at his coming." The resurrection of Christ in his body. Christ, the first fruits in the resurrection. We will be resurrected at the Lord's return. When the Lord comes, it'll be a phenomenal thing. Listen. God clearly lets us know, as we see this in 1 Thessalonians 4 and 13. The Apostle Paul gives a vivid description about our resurrection. He says in 1 Thessalonians 4 and 13, "But I would not have you to be ignorant." I would not have you not to understand. I would not stray you away. That's what ignorance means. Not to say something that would lead you the wrong way. He says, I want to be straight with you. So what he's saying here, he says, "But I would not have you to not know." That's what ignorant brethren. "Concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not," those that have already are dead in the ground. Maybe you have a grandmother, grandfather, aunt, uncle, you, whatever you may have and already has gone before you. "Not to be ignorant for those that are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and he rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him." What does asleep mean? Sleep doesn't mean death. Remember in God's word, he clearly lets us know that death means sleep. They're only asleep in Christ. He goes on and says, "Even so, them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep." In other words, those that are in the ground. "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead," which is those that are asleep, dead in Christ, "shall rise first. And then we, which are alive, remain, shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Pastor, what are you saying? This is what I'm saying. There'll be some that will be already in the ground. And there will be some that will not die a death. Because the Bible says there'll be those that will remain. In other words, those may be walking around. You may be walking around when the coming of the Lord comes. You may not go 6 foot under. No, it may wind up that nobody puts dirt on your grave. Because the Bible says those that are in the grave that are asleep, this is what the Bible says, those that are already asleep, when Jesus returns, they're going to come out of the grave first. They're going to go first. And guess what? Those which remain that are not in the ground, guess what? We got to wait for them to get out of the ground, and then we're going to be called up with them. I want you to see this right here. Listen, "For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we which are alive remain shall be called up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Listen, folks, we're all getting closer to the grave, but some of us might not go to the grave. We may literally live to see the coming of the Lord.
the Bible's got to fulfill itself. Some of this has got to be fulfilled. Every one of us doesn't mean that we're all going to the grave. I'll say this, and I want to close. I had a lady that was at this church. She was probably about 94 years old, and she was finally went into the nursing home. And I would visit with her, and she said, "I just want to die. I just want to die. I'm in this nursing home. My family has put me in this nursing home, and I've been here for so many years, and I really want to die. I don't want to live anymore. I just want to die." And I told her, I said, "Listen," I said, "you might not die. I said, you might see the coming of the Lord. I said, you may not go in the grave." And as time went on, it wasn't but a few years later, she went ahead and went on and passed away and went on to be with the Lord. But I want you to know today that there is a resurrection, and it's coming. And the Lord has already been there. He's done that. And now He is seated with the right hand of the Father, and therefore you and I have victory today. And because He lives, we can face tomorrow. And because He lives, all fear is gone. The enemy had no victory. He thought he did. He thought he was going to win, but he lost. And folks, we have the victory in Christ Jesus today. Stand with me across the building. The Bible says that we shall be like Him when we see Him.